That's what Mishnah 4, Nor Aguda Shel Yerek. So if he's got a bundle of vegetables, right, and he wants to shake it off because they're wet, and he wants the moisture to go off this, and then the moisture on the vegetables, V'yarad mitzad ha'elyon letachton, doesn't fall right off. All it does is fall from the upper bunch of the vegetables onto the lower bunch of the vegetables. So is that enough of an intention? Like, what is his intention over here with this water? So says by Shammai Omrim Bechiyutan. He says this is good enough, since when he's shaking it, he wants the water to flow. Yes, from the upper one to the lower one, but even from there off. You know, that's was his intention. That's the way he wants the water to go, and therefore it would. This kind of water would render susceptible to impurity. But by Silal Omrim, they say Einan Bechiyutan. No, says by Silal, he wants to get the water right off the vegetables. He doesn't want it to go onto the lower ones. And therefore, the fact that it's going on to the low ones, that's not his intention. And this kind of moisture or water wouldn't render it susceptible to impurity. Amri Baisilil Baishama, and they say to Baishama, V'alo anor es hakelach. If you had one stalk, right, and you wanted to remove the water from it, shakelach echad v'agud, hold on, I lost my place. So a question anu shemi yatsu min ala la ala. Would we be worried that it falls if you had one stalk? And would we be worried that the water falls from one leaf to another leaf? You know, it's saying to Baishama, why are you worried if it falls from the upper to the lower, right? If it's a bunch of things, right? From the upper to the lower. So would we be worried in that case? We're definitely not worried in a case where it just falls from one leaf to the other leaf. So we shouldn't be worried in a case where there's many things together. The water the concept of Bechi Yutan shouldn't apply. Samrilim Baishama said back to them, Shakelach Echad Vagudik Lachim Harba. No, there's a difference between, says Baishama, we paskin differently, where it's one stalk and the water's going from leaf to leaf, to where it's many different stalks and the water's going from stalk to stalk. Says Baishama, we would make a differentiation in that case. Amril and Baisilal, so Baisilal asked him another great question. Harei hamale sak male parus nesano al gav hanar. If you brought up a sack of fruit from the water, the sack of fruit got dropped into the river unintentionally, and you grabbed it out of the river, and you put it on the river bank over there to dry. And then, choshin anu shemi yardi mitzada elyon netachtan, would we be worried about the water flowing from the upper fruit in the bag to the lower fruit in the bag, says Beis Hillel. Of course we wouldn't be worried about that. Right? We wouldn't be worried about that. Aval ima ele shnaim in the sun and ze al gav ze. But if you put two bags of fruit, one on top of the other, hatachton b'chiyutan, only then would we be worried about the water flowing from the upper bag of fruit onto the water flowing onto the lower bag of fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Hatachton Tar. He says, the lower one is ritually impure. Even in this case, says Rabbi Yossi, ritually pure. Yeah? Sorry, did I say impure? Ritually pure. He says, even in this case, the lower one is ritually impure. Because even in this case, all we want is the water to go away. We don't want the water to flow from sack to sack. Rabbi Yossi is in a sense, defending by Shammai's opinion. But he brings over here at the end that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. And in these cases where he's trying to get the water off a bunch of stalks or something like that, we don't hold that if it just moves from the upper one to the lower one, that's not enough. That's not enough for it to make it susceptible to impurity, because his intention is to get it all the way off, not to moisten that stalk. He doesn't want that stalk moistened. He wants the water right off the whole bundle, and therefore it doesn't render it susceptible to impurity.